Tomorrow, South Carolina will again be the center of the U.S. presidential race when Democrats hold their first in the South primary. It's the first time Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders will face off before an electorate largely made up of African American voters, and their support is key for Democrats looking for their party's nomination. WFAE's Tom Bullock has this preview of the race.
Darylene Mansfield has a request for her fellow South Carolinians.
Just bear with us. It's just a few more days. You're only going to get a few more calls.
Mansfield is behind a number of those calls. She's the phone bank coordinator at the Clinton campaign's Rock Hill office. Phone banks tell you a lot about a campaign. This isn't just people flipping through the phone book. This is big data's turf, with information gleaned from public records like voter registration and election participation, and with proprietary stuff gathered from campaign websites and events, and of course, the latest polls, both public and internal. All this decides whom voters call and what they say. Mansfield walks us through the Clinton script. It starts simply enough.
You know, hello, my name is, and I'm a volunteer with the Hillary Clinton for America campaign.
They remind voters the primary is this Saturday, then ask the all-important question.
And if they're strong supporter or leaning toward Ms. Clinton, then we move on to commit to vote.
That's when the volunteer becomes part planner. When do you plan to vote? In the morning, afternoon, or evening, and part concierge, helping them find a ride to their precinct if needed. And if they find a Bernie Sanders supporter on the other end of the line, often, says Mansfield,
we just thank them for their time and have a great day.
At a rival phone bank, not too far away, the approach is very different.
So then I try to find out how much knowledge they have about Senator Sanders, whether they're interested in finding out a little more.
That's Bobby Harrison, a volunteer caller with the Sanders campaign. She tries to tailor her conversation based on who she's calling. Say it's a person under 65, and she reaches them during the day. To Harrison, that's a cue they may be unemployed or underemployed.
So I try to talk to them about raising the minimum wage and healthcare benefits for all.
These different approaches, introduction versus logistics, are indicative of where the Sanders and Clinton campaigns stand in South Carolina. Bernie is still something of an unknown. That's not the case for Hillary.
Well, the Clintons are very well known within South Carolina, and I think largely seen in a positive way.
That's Karen Kodrowski, political scientist and dean at Winthrop University. Real Clear Politics poll of South Carolina polls currently has Clinton ahead by 24 points. For Sanders to have a chance in the state and in other states with high African-American populations, Kodrowski says he needs to broaden his appeal specifically with African-American women.
Women are more likely to vote and more likely to be registered than are their male counterparts. This differential is actually exacerbated somewhat in the African-American community nationwide because of the heavier incarceration rates of men of color.
Political scientist Adolphus Belk agrees.
African-American women constitute the most loyal segment of the Democratic base in the country, that they are the most reliable supporters of Democratic candidates in presidential elections.
African-American voters aren't a single-issue voting bloc, says Belk.
Their policy preferences tend to skew liberal. They think that government ought to be more involved in doing certain things, in particular the federal level of government, because oftentimes state and local governments have been their tormentors.
And that is one area where Belk sees the potential for Bernie Sanders to gain ground. Take mass incarceration rates, something a hoarse former President Bill Clinton brought up yesterday in Rock Hill while stumping for his wife.
We need prison reform. America has by far the highest percentage of its people in prison of any country. Most of them didn't do anything violent.
Belk notes that's a change from what candidate Bill Clinton proposed when first running for president.
Bill Clinton said, Republicans can say a lot of things about me. They can't say I'm soft on crime. And as president, the 1994 Crime Act created 60 new offenses that were punishable by the federal death penalty, offered money to the states if they were either to expand their prison capacity or to build new prisons.
And it implemented a federal three strikes rule, all things that increased the country's prison population. Now, these were all done by Bill Clinton, not Hillary, but Belk thinks it still could sway some black voters to move to Sanders' camp. But right now, South Carolina is looking like Hillary country. For WFAA News, I'm Tom Bullock.